Good afternoon, Power Performance.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is John in?
From where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff?
Yes, he should be expecting my call.
Okay, and your name?
Nick Chapman.
Hold on, please.
Thanks.
PPI is proud to design maintenance contracts for all major generator set manufacturers, such as Detroit, MTU, Kohler, ASCO, Generac, and many others. We're also the area's premier leader in emergency power for the tri-state area. We offer 24-hour emergency service backed by our factory-certified and trained technical staff. We also offer emergency generator sales and design.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, John. How's it going?
How are you?
Yes, can you hear me? Oh, good. I appreciate you asking. Okay, so I got your email. So it's IOU is enforcing a payment penalty for paying this off early.
There's a guarantee. Yeah, my girl called on. Let me close the door. Hold on. Okay, so what she found out that there's a guaranteed payment amount that has to be paid. So in other words, my payout is not, you know, whatever it is, say $70,000, it's $75,000. Even though the amortization schedule shows that it's 70 because it's a guaranteed amount that's being amortized to, and that guaranteed amount doesn't come off the prepayment amount. So, you know, I look and I say, well, you know, I just renewed on this thing in February. We had a few months amortization on this thing, and I'm going to get hit with another, $5,000 amortization charge to early withdrawal. So what I thought was I would just keep that thing running and, you know, maybe cut the loan in half and go with it that way.
Okay. Unfortunately, this program, as I mentioned before, it's a select program, so it has to be first position. So we can't take a second position to IOU with this approval.
Well, then we probably should stop talking anyway on it because I have if you're looking for security interest on that deal, I already got my assets secured. So if you're looking for first position, that's impossible anyway.
First position in this sector, in this space, compared to other companies that do these types of business loans.
Let's say first position. When I hear first position, I hear somebody who's in first place in regards to a security interest.
Right. So we don't see the only other competitor that we see for these unsecured loans is IOU. That's the only one we recognize.
That's your only competitor. Okay. But you're both unsecured. So I'm trying to understand, how do you say he's in first and you're in second? I mean, you're both unsecured, so you're both on the back of the bus anyway, right? I mean...
Yeah, but we don't want to be the last seat in the bus. We want to be before them. We have second position programs, so we can look into that. However, it won't be this program.
And how do you become second? I'm trying to understand that because, you know, let's say this thing does blow up. And, you know, it's not, but I understand where you're coming from.
Right, yeah.
Blows up. I mean, the first, company that takes everything is the banks that have a secured interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're saying that you're an unsecured lender, just like IOU. You want to replace IOU, but you're both sort of in the back of the bus anyway, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're in front of you or behind you. I think you're both equal too.
Well, because they were established first, as far as the risk is concerned.
To my knowledge, that doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. It's you're both unsecured lenders, so it goes into a bucket, and you know, if there's a liquidation or something, the judge, the bankruptcy court comes in and says, "Well, you unsecured creditors, here you get 30 cents on a dollar, whatever heck it is." I don't think, to my knowledge, you could ask your team, but and I'm an ex-CPA. To my knowledge, all unsecured creditors are treated the same, so it doesn't matter on who's got the oldest accounts payable, who's got the newest accounts payable. All unsecured creditors go in an unsecured credit bucket.
That's how the law works.
It makes sense to me.
Unfortunately, for this program, for the risk and pricing, it is considered a second position behind IOU, and that's where we run into a wall.
That's why you wanted me to pay it off, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then it gets expensive money. Then I just threw $5,000 out. You know, in other words, I'm not amortizing that. There's a prepayment penalty. Now, I could ask Patty, my accountant, is here today. I could ask her again. She was going to look into it today. I was just walking to the office and say, confirm it. If she's saying this is the way it is, then from my perspective, I spent $5,000 or 8% premium for a loan that I borrowed for 2 months. You know what I'm saying, right?
Right. So I think there's one thing you can ask Patty, too, is there might be a clause in there where it's if we pay it off, you have to pay that $5,000. But if you pay it off, you don't.
That's what they told Patty. So I'll ask her, but I don't think she even got that far. She didn't say, I'm switching over. She just said, want to prepay the thing, period. And they said, well, here's what you got to prepay, the amount plus the guarantee. And I thought it was just the amount. Okay, the principal left is, $65,000, whatever it is. Here's the amount. They're saying, nope, you got to pay the $65,000 plus the guarantee payment that's not amortized either, which was about $5,000.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So it changed the whole, the whole pricing of that deal to prepay it. Just throughout, I spent $5,000 on a $65,000 loan for 2 months. Mathematically, it makes sense. So you know what, Nick? Mm-hmm. What time is it now? It's I could go see her now. It's 10 to 4. I mean, if you want to call me tomorrow, it's an easy day. I was out of the office until 2 o'clock today. I'm just back, but I'll go sit with her now, see if she gets some answers. And we can conclude tomorrow.
That sounds good. I can keep this open for now. But make sure that there's a difference in my experience when we're paying off other competitors. If it's us or you, and if it saves you that money to pay it off yourself, and then we can reimburse you, so to speak.
Sure. To me, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I pay it now and I save the $5,000, and then you just fund me the full amount anyway, it doesn't matter to me. Taken out of one pocket and put into the other. It doesn't matter. I'm looking at not for the prepayment penalty.
Right. I think that might be there's usually some distinction there with them or other lenders like them. So, just get some clarification on that, and I will figure it out tomorrow, one way or the other.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Okay.
All right, John. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.